Daddy used to grow hay a long time ago. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of farming happening with me since when we're talking. I know a lot more about what's happened since then than I know about when the area you're talking.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we're talking about mules, but I was raised on a tractor, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, if there's different terms, you know, like you remember from just that you would never use yourself, but you remember hearing your grandparents say or whatever,
right,
then tell me that, and you know, I can,
okay,
I can mark that down, you know.
That's where I thought you were at.
Or if it's terms that you actually use, you know, mm-hmm, then, yeah, that's different. Just say if you don't remember using it yourself, but you heard them say it, you know, then mm-hmm, mark that. Do they cut the hay just once a year?
They usually just planted, like in the late in the winter, they would plant it, and well, late winter, early spring, and then they'd mow the hay in the spring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when they got done cutting that hay, they would take it up, and then they'd usually plow it, bottom plow it, or if they use bottom plows behind a tractor, but back then they'd use a turn plow and turn it under, and then they'd go back and plant their corn or beans or tobacco or whatever.
Oh, okay, plant something different,
mm-hmm,
after they got the hay.
Yeah,
on.
Hay was not a principal crop.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
They had an old horse-drawn mowing machine that they would cut that with, and then they had a hay rake.
Uh-huh.
That you'd want a single horse hay rake. You'd sit on both of these and one mule would put it, you know.
Yeah.
And mow it, and then another one had long teeth on it with a bale where you could pull it up a pile, raise it up, pull up a little ways, drop it, rake up another pile, pull it up. Then you go with a pitchfork.
Oh, uh-huh. I've seen some of those, I think, with a little seat kind
mm-hmm
of up on the top that you sit on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what about how to... You would talk to the, you have the mules trained so you could tell them turn left,
yeah, well,
and right.
A lot of times, well, G and Hall was, G was right and Hall was left, I believe. And naturally, whoa, and giddy up.
Okay.
And if she didn't do just what you wanted, you talk a little stronger to her, you know, or something like that.
I guess so.
Throw with a dirt clod or something like that.
Yeah. How would you call them to get them to come in? Mules.
Reed, you usually call her by her name and whistle, or.
Okay. They all had names.
Yeah.
How about the cows? How would you get them to come?
I don't know why he did it, but Daddy always, he would call out something like "coy, coy," you know. I mean, they just whatever they got used to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about the calves? Would he call them in a different way?
Well, they were all generally together. One come, they all came.
Okay. What about the hogs?
You just call them pig, you know, pig, pig.
Okay.
Except he'd haul a lot louder than that. Beat on a bucket.
Yeah.
You didn't have to beat on a bucket many times. If they were hungry, they'd be there.
Do you ever know of anybody raising any sheep around
here? Sheep, goats around here. Not me. Back then, I didn't know what a goat looked like hardly.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But in the past several years, people mess with goats a little bit.
People make cheese, goat cheese. Okay.